Hi, this is Paul Sharp, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Friends, I just wanted to say how thankful I am, how appreciative I am of those who listen to the Sunday sermon here on my page on sermonaudio.com. This is where I take old recordings. I would say they've been packed away in a shoebox somewhere, but so far they've all been digital recordings. They've been packed away in a file on my computer, and I've received the gracious permission of the places where I've preached them to present them to you here on sermonaudio.com, and I'm amazed that people are listening the way that they are, and so thankful for that. And it's wonderful to give these sermons new life, and in some cases, in many cases, greater life than they have ever enjoyed or enjoyed originally. The problem I'm having is I don't have an extremely extensive library of these, at least of good recordings, and so I'm struggling a little bit to plan and prepare and play sermons here on Sermon Audio, and I look forward to a time when perhaps I can produce more and more new content. I've gotten a lot of these sermons already up here on Sermon Audio, and we don't have an endless supply, so please pray for me as I work on adding those that are left and doing it in a way that is helpful to those who listen. I thought this week I would just make a new short recording to update you, let you know that I will be filling you in on the next series to come. There will be a next series, and I'll try to present that in a special way, and I'll be letting you know about that. But for this week, I just wanted to give you what I'm going to call the Study Bible Challenge, or we could say the Bible Study Challenge. We could say it either way. It reminds us of these that Paul met in the city of Berea. We read about the people that he encountered there in the famous verse, Acts 17, verse 11, where Luke tells us, "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." Think of it. These new believers checked even the great apostle Paul against the scriptures that they possessed and the knowledge of the scriptures that they had gained to make sure that the things that he was telling them were so, were true, were right, were correct. How much more must we do this? Are we privileged to do this when we hear the word of God proclaimed, taught, when we read or hear even on sermonaudio.com, expositions of the scriptures? How wonderful, how noble, as the old King James puts it, to be fair-minded like these Bereans and search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. You know, I say half-jokingly almost everywhere I preach that I give assignments, that I won't be around to grade the assignments, but I jokingly say the pastor will be there to grade them. And I will tell people that we're going to be covering far more passages of Scripture, or I will be alluding to many different chapters at least, that we won't be able to study in complete detail in their context. But I tell them, I want you to go home and read these chapters in your Bible, in your study Bible. Read the chapter, read the notes on the bottom of the page. Be like the Bereans. Search the scriptures. Make more of our time together that we have than just a happy circumstantial meeting that we've had together that we think back fondly about. But make it the start of something new. Make it the foundation of a new chapter of learning from God's word in your life. Go home, read the chapters, read the texts, read the notes in your study Bibles. Now, I specifically say that, and I often quote from study Bibles in my PowerPoint slides to encourage people to utilize study Bibles because they're such wonderful resources, something you can hold in your hand that give you just a treasure trove of information. And the three study Bibles that I particularly recommend in terms of their theological presentation, those would be the Ryrie Study Bible, the Jeremiah Study Bible, and the MacArthur Study Bible. Now, of the three, if I had to pick one that I would most closely align with theologically, it would be the Ryrie Study Bible. But the Ryrie Study Bible is not as complete in terms of the notes and the presentation that it gives as, for instance, the MacArthur Study Bible, which provides really an incomparable amount of material in a resource that you can hold in your hand and carry to church. And of course, now there's a even more expanded new second edition of the MacArthur Study Bible. And one of the wonderful things, by the way, regarding the MacArthur Study Bible is that it utilizes Dr. John Whitcomb's chronological charts as the basis for all of the detailed chronology, including reproducing the charts themselves in portions of the Bible. And so you get all of that information, and you have that the whole study system based on Dr. Whitcomb and Dr. Boyer's biblical chronology. The Jeremiah Study Bible is in a little bit different category. It's much more user-friendly. And so if you want something a little more detailed than Ryrie, but on the basically on the very same theological wavelength, and yet perhaps a little easier to handle than the MacArthur Study Bible, I'd highly recommend also the Jeremiah Study Bible from Dr. David Jeremiah. And then a fourth that certainly is a force to be reckoned with is the ESV Study Bible. It does not come necessarily from that same theological persuasion of pre-millennialism, pre-tribulational rapture, dispensationalism, and the certainty that God has a future for Israel, etc. It's certainly coming from a more reformed understanding of theology, but the notes are extensive and incredible, and the study materials in that one volume are almost overwhelming. And there are other good study Bibles as well, both those that would more tend to support our dispensational theology and others that would be less inclined to do that but still have lots of great information. But those are the main four, and within those four, the main three that I really refer to and recommend. Now, all that to say that this is your study Bible challenge, or your Bible study challenge, whichever way you want to say it. And it concludes in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, where Paul writes to Timothy, "Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things." That's another verse very similar to Acts chapter 17, verse 11, isn't it? Just like the Bereans searching the scriptures. So Paul is calling here for young Timothy to consider, take time to really meditate and think through the things that he was teaching, and pray to the Lord for wisdom to have understanding in all of these things. And certainly that would be a wonderful spirit to have, a wonderful approach to take, a wonderful attitude to begin as you search the scriptures using your study Bible in your Bible study time. And I'm going to encourage you to do that with everything you hear from me or any other teacher, including everything you hear on sermonaudio.com. And I'm going to encourage you to do that with this very message itself. Think about the concepts that I've expressed here and some of the basic study tools that anyone can get their hands around, these study Bibles that I've mentioned. And consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all these things. And that's going to be my sermon, if you will, for this week as we try to stay on track with new sermons provided week by week here on Saturday evenings for the Sunday sermon here on my page on sermonaudio.com. I hope that's an encouragement to you this week and something that will help you regardless of what you are studying, what you're listening to, and I trust that it will help edify you and strengthen you in your study of God's holy word. Thanks for joining me here for this short message, and I do pray that the Lord will give all of us wisdom and help and strength to serve Him and to proclaim His word boldly at this critical time in history. Thanks again for listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful Lord's Day.